Amen. We just praise the Lord. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you. God is doing what he said he would do. He laid out his plan before time began. And he saw us the wife of his son Jesus Christ. And we rejoice, for God is keeping with his plan. God is keeping with his plan. The great I am that showed himself to Moses and Abraham and came on down to where we are now. And we say thank you, Lord, for keeping with your plan. God is keeping with his plan. The great I am that showed himself to Moses and Abraham and came on down to where we are now. And we say thank you, Lord, for keeping with your plan. We are here where God placed us before the world began. We're the wife of the Lamb, glorified flesh and bones, with the glory of our own. And we're rejoicing, for we know that God is keeping with his plan. God is keeping with his plan. The great I am that showed himself to Moses and Abraham and came on down to where we are now. And we say thank you, Lord, for keeping with your plan. God is doing, oh, yes, he's doing what he said he would do. He laid out his plan before time began. And he saw us the wife of his son Jesus Christ. And we rejoice, for God is keeping with his plan. God is keeping with his plan. The great I am that showed himself to Moses and Abraham and came on down to where we are now. And we say thank you, Lord, for keeping with your plan. We are here where God placed us before the world began. We're the wife of the Lamb, glorified flesh and bones, with a glory of our own. And we're rejoicing, for we know that God is keeping with his plan. God is keeping with his plan. The great I am that showed himself to Moses and Abraham and came on down to where we are now. And we say thank you, Lord, for keeping with your plan. And he came on down to where we are now. And we say thank you, Lord, for keeping with your plan. Praise God. We thank you, my Lord. We thank you and we praise you. Bless you, Lord. Bless you for all of it. I just came out here today to, you know, I just want to thank God for the rapturing message that has come and solidified within us, making us the wife of the Lamb in glorified flesh and bones. And I praise the Lord for that. See, the trumpet did not just come and sound, but it produced the wife's message of glorified flesh and bones. See, it produced something. It produced the wife's message of glorified flesh and bones. And I thank the Lord for sending Ben Howard to sound the last trump of God, as shown in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and 1 Corinthians 15, 51, 52. So he took the word for the virgin and the word for the wife, which was Paul's prophetic message that did not take place in that day, and Ben put it all together for us, showing us how it all fit together, thus bringing about the marriage of the Lamb. And through his gospel, which is our gospel, it opened up the wife's realm of glorified flesh and bones. Therefore, we have formed a physical body of glorified flesh and bones. Notice, Ben's gospel that he brought to us did not form the spiritual body of Christ, but it formed a wife, a physical body of glorified flesh and bones. And I praise the Lord for it. Thank you, my Lord. Yes, Ben, he laid down his body, for he did not need it anymore. But he stayed in the realm that he was already in without it, which is the revelational realm of glorified flesh and bones. He had already been taking on a word body of glorified flesh and bones. So he is still here, for he just stayed in the wife's realm of glorified flesh and bones that he was already in. So Ben just went into those that had already come back with Christ Jesus and have been taking on glorified flesh and bones. See, they are no longer just spiritual bodies or spiritual tabernacles, but they are glorified flesh and bones. See, they're word bodies of glorified flesh and bones. And that's what's been happening to them as well as us. And I thank the Lord for it and for the revelation of that, to know what's taking place in this moment of time. So here we are, the wife, standing with this glorifying message, as God has already made provision for the wife's message of glorified flesh and bones to go forth using both man and woman. And that is what has been and is taking place. And Ben is a part of that, and I praise the Lord for knowing that we, the wife, have formed a physical body of glorified flesh and bones in which the feminine part of the Christ Spirit is permanently living in. And as the wife, we are receiving direct revelation from the Lord, and we are speaking a new and pure language that he has given us, showing that we are the new river of life that is pure and crystal clear. And the Lord named this new river after us, shown in Revelation 22:1, he named us Christ the wife because he personally came to me and told me, I've never called anyone what I've called you, Christ the wife. So he revealed the name to me, and I thank him so much for that. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you. So I'm just rejoicing today with Ben and Paul and all the rest of them that are here. And I know they're here. The Lord gave me a revelation of that, that they're here. And this was before Ben even laid his body down. We already had that revelation that the departed saints, those from Paul all the way down through the church ages, came. In Revelation chapter 10, and it was showing 1 Thessalonians 4:14. See, those departed virgin saints that were to be part of the wife came with Christ Jesus when he came in Revelation chapter 10. All those from Paul's day all the way through the seven church ages, they came. Ben was not a part of these spiritual bodies that came. But God gave him the trumpet message to sound, which married them as well as us by a proxy marriage to the Lord Jesus Christ. So those that came as well as we begin to take on glorified flesh and bones. See, these that came down were hid, and we did not know about them until the trumpet sounded. thus revealing them as well as us in glorified flesh and bones. Notice, our gospel, the wife's gospel of glorified flesh and bones, is not revealing just spiritual bodies or spiritual tabernacles like Paul's gospel did, as he told about it in 2 Corinthians 5:1, showing that they were, spiritual tabernacles that, you know, had been reserved in the heavens. But see, the wife's gospel is revealing them as well as us in glorified flesh and bones. So it is no longer them and us, but we are now one body of glorified flesh and bones. So it's we. It's not them and us, but it's we as one body of glorified flesh and bones. These spiritual tabernacles that came down from Paul's day all the way through the church ages have taken on a physical body of glorified flesh and bones, a word body of glorified flesh and bones. And that's how they're being revealed today by us, the wife. And I just praise the Lord and thank him. So Ben did not go into a spiritual tabernacle, because that day is over with, of just being a spiritual tabernacle or the spiritual body of Christ. See, Ben was preaching in the wife's revelational realm of glorified flesh and bones, which was and is taking place. In the days when Paul preached his gospel, he espoused a virgin to the Lord Jesus Christ. So his gospel took from both the Jews and the Gentiles and brought them together and created the spiritual body of Christ. See, it created a spiritual word body, for that virgin was supplying the feminine part of the Christ spirit with a spiritual body. And that was those spiritual tabernacles. When they passed on, their bodies passed on, and their souls went into that spiritual tabernacle that Paul had created by his message. And that spiritual word body remained that way until the trumpet began to sound and put glorified flesh and bones on them. Now they are no longer just spiritual tabernacles, for they are word bodies of glorified flesh and bones. That is what all of them have been taking on by the trumpet message. So this word of glorified flesh and bones solidified in us all, and we are proclaiming that we are the glorified wife of the Lamb. I'm so thankful to know these glorifying revelations that came into me and took a permanent home. And now I'm standing up and proclaiming them. I am not ashamed to proclaim this gospel of glorified flesh and bones, which was brought to us by the trump of God. See, I am so sure of it, I am not ashamed. And now the whole body of the wife of the Lamb is sounding forth this message of glorified flesh and bones that we have been taking on here in the earth. And I just can't thank the Lord enough for it. I'm so thankful to know that Ben is still in this revelational realm of glorified flesh and bones with us, which is what he has been preaching. He didn't go anywhere. He just remained in the wife's revelational realm of glorified flesh and bones. Notice, he just stayed in the realm that he was already preaching in. Through his gospel, we were married to the Lord Jesus Christ by proxy, and it took us forward and brought us all the way through Ephesians 4:13-16, past Ephesians 4:13, and brought us into this little moment of the twinkling of an eye, and we are at the end of that. So we all are going to be visible to each other very soon in our word bodies of glorified flesh and bones, because this is a supernatural event that is taking place. So God has given us, the wife of the Lamb, the authority to get up and proclaim this message of glorified flesh and bones. I just praise him for everything, and I thank him for the direct revelation that is coming to all the body members of the wife of the Lamb, whether you're a man or a woman. It doesn't have to go through a mediator or anything like that. It's coming forth in this new river of life, and there's nothing that stands between us and God and the Lord Jesus Christ. It's direct access. And I just praise him for everything. I thank you so much for it, Lord, for being able to come out here today and say a little something and to proclaim this word that I have in me, this word of glorified flesh and bones that's solidified in me. The word of glorified flesh and bones is the only word that I know. And that's what I'm proclaiming, and I continue to proclaim it. We, the wife of the Lamb, are the only ones that is interpreting this trump of God message of glorified flesh and bones correctly. We have been given the true interpretation of it as God has entrusted us with it, and as He gives us more and more in this moment of time. I just thank You for it, Lord. I thank You so much for all of this, and just for being able to come out here and proclaim this, what You've given me. I thank You for it, my Lord. I thank You so much. God is doing a home. He's doing what He said He would do. He laid out His plan before time began. And He saw us the wife of His Son, Jesus Christ. And we rejoice, for God is keeping with His plan. God is keeping with His plan. The great I Am that showed Himself to Moses and Abraham and came on down to where we are now. And we say, thank You, Lord, for keeping with Your plan. We are here where God placed us. Oh, we are here where God placed us before the world began. We're the wife of the Lamb, glorified flesh and bones, with a glory of our own. And we're rejoicing, for we know that God is keeping with His plan. God is keeping with His plan. The great I Am that showed Himself to Moses and Abraham and came on down to where we are now. And we say, thank You, Lord, for keeping with Your plan. And we say, thank You, my Lord, for keeping with Your plan. Praise God. We love You, Lord. We love You. Again, I just want to thank the Lord for letting us know that the Virgin was the spiritual body of Christ that was formed under the espousal message. But the Virgin could not come into this revelational realm of glorified flesh and bones until the trumpet sounded, and that is what happened. For at our marriage to the Lord Jesus Christ, we came into the wife's revelational realm of glorified flesh and bones. See, we all started taking on a glorified word body. So we, the wife, are not furnishing a spiritual body for the feminine part of the Christ spirit, but we are furnishing her with a physical body of glorified flesh and bones to permanently live in. And I just praise Him for it. And I praise Him for this new and pure language. We, the wife, were given our own language. And so we didn't have to draw from that main river of life, you know, the New Testament, because that word there is for those that are living in that main river of life. But the Lord brought us over into this new river of life and gave us a new and pure language. And we have scriptures. The wife has her own scripture. And it's shown in the writings of Christ, the wife of the Lamb. So we don't go back and pick up those scriptures there in the main river of life. You know, those scriptures that Paul used that was for the espousal message. They no longer apply to the wife of the Lamb. But we have our own scriptures, which is the spoken word of glorified flesh and bones that's been put into written form. And there's nothing like it, and there'll never be nothing like it. And I just praise You so much for it, Lord, for everything. And can't thank You enough. Bless You for it, Lord. Bless You. Amen.